Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for today's message is today's parable, especially these words. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only one hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go." So far the text. Well, the symposium was great in St. Louis. Everything was good. The symposium itself was good. The house we stayed in was good. Got to see my friends again. I saw one I hadn't seen in 30 years. That was a lot of fun. Ate the best Reuben I've ever had in my entire life, so I won't forget that for a long time. The only bad thing about the conference was, you know, I still had this big thing sticking on my nose. I was planning on having that cut off like a month ago, but I had to have it with me because I couldn't have it taken off until Thursday. That's why my face looks like this, all right? Now, I can't tell you how many times for that year and a half, 2 years that I was walking around with this horn I was trying to grow and picturing that carving knife, right, sitting in the butcher's block and just say, you know, I should just take that, just go to town on this. It wouldn't take but 5 seconds, right? But I never did it because I'm not made for doing that. Probably would have lost my eye. Guarantee you my face would look worse than it looks right now. The only person who should do that is a dermatologist, and he did it on Thursday. All right? And that kind of reminded me of this text because there's something that only the owner of the vineyard can do, and he does it. And it tells us a lot about who Jesus is. Now, the setting of this is not in Galilee anymore. Jesus and his disciples have moved down to Judea. And so it's not quite the same as it was for these religious elites in Judea. Before, they could hear about lots of people following Jesus and just say, well, those are Galileans. They don't know what they're doing. But now Jesus is in Judea, and they're in their own backyard, and their own people are following Jesus now. And they're not just hearing about what Jesus is doing. They're seeing it with their own eyes, and they're hearing what he's teaching. And most importantly, they're seeing the type of people Jesus is going to. Sinners, tax collectors, the sick, and those who are unclean. And their biggest question for Jesus is, why are you doing that? I think this parable goes a long way to answering that question. Now, it's always important with parables to look at them in their cultural context, this one as well. And yet, in any cultural context, people are going to say what happens at the end of the parable is unjust and unfair. So let's look at this parable and try to understand what Jesus is trying to tell us and how he's trying to answer the question, why are you with these people? So it's a very straightforward parable. A man owns a vineyard, and he goes out and hires all the people he needs at the beginning of the day, as anybody would, and contracts with them. You work all day, you get one denarius. That's the ordinary pay for a working person back then. And they said, fine, and they go to work. First surprise comes when he goes back at the third hour and the sixth hour and the ninth hour and hires more people. He doesn't need any more people. But he goes anyway. You also notice he doesn't contract for exactly one denarius. He says to these people, I'll pay you what is right. I'll pay you what is just. And then he comes back at the 11th hour, 1 hour before sunset and the working day is over. And he doesn't say anything about money with this group. He simply says, just go to work. So that's the first surprise, that he keeps going back. The second surprise is when all of a sudden he says to his foreman, go pay those people. So he has a foreman. We didn't know that before. Because an owner of a vineyard would not go out and hire anybody. That was the foreman's job. So why in the world did he go out and do this himself? The third surprise is where he says to the four of them, foreman, pay them the wage. In other words, everybody is to be paid the same amount. And then finally, he pays them, has him pay these people in the opposite order that he should have. See, if he paid them in the opposite order that he does, everything would have been fine. Everybody would have been happy. The People who worked for the whole day, they would have got their one denarius and gone home and said, well, I earned it. And then the next people, right? The people who worked, he got at the third hour, they would have been, boy, that's pretty nice. We got a whole denarius out of that. And then they go home. And then the people who had worked starting at the sixth hour, they would have said, wow, we got a whole denarius? That's great. And the ninth hour would have been even happier. And the 11th hour would have said, what's wrong with this guy? Why is he paying us an entire day's wage for one denarius? We got to work for this guy again. Why did he do it the opposite? Because when he did it the opposite, that's when he got people angry. And they say, this isn't right. And it wasn't. You don't have to teach people about that, about what's right and just in a case like this. Years ago, we were having like a pie at our house or something, right? And, you know, it was on me to cut the pie. And so I got out the big carving knife, and I'm just about to cut it. And Hannah's like kindergarten, and Nathaniel's like second grade. And I'm just about to slice into it when Hannah yells at the top of her lungs, even slices, even slices. Just about cut my finger off, right? Now, I never taught her that. She was making sure that whatever piece of pie she got, nobody got a millimeter more than she got. Now, with these guys who had been working all day, it's not even slices. They're like saying, no even slices. We should get a big slab of pie, and these guys at the end should get a sliver. That's what's fair. Now, doesn't that make sense? Well, so what's Jesus getting at here? Probably the most bizarre take on this text that I've ever heard came from a guy. I know he won't listen to this, so it doesn't matter. I'm not going to tell you, say his name anyway. Guy I went to school with. But his take on this was very bizarre. It was like, it's about grace. Of course it is. You got that right. But then he says, yeah, but he actually, grace was shown to all of them because none of them, even the ones who worked all day, even they didn't deserve the denarius. Do you know why? Because he never trained them how to pick the grapes, and they didn't even have work gloves. Where he came up with that, I have no idea. It's just weird. No, trust me, all of these people knew how to pick grapes. It was either during the harvest or pruning of the vines is what they're talking about here. And all of the people in the marketplace, the day laborers knew how to do that. Just like if you go to Southern California and you go to Home Depot, right, you're going to see a whole bunch of day laborers out there. I guarantee you every one of those people knows how to hang sheetrock. It's the same thing. No, that's not it. They all knew what they were doing. So, how can we really understand this? Let's answer a few questions from some of these surprises. Number one, why, if he had a foreman, did the owner of the vineyard go out and hire people when it really wasn't his job? Well, let's look at it this way. If the foreman, instead of the owner, had gone out and hired these people, he would have done exactly what the owner did. At the beginning of the day, he would have hired everybody that he needed for the work to get done. What he wouldn't have done is gone back at the third hour, sixth hour, ninth hour, certainly not the 11th hour, and hired people he didn't need. Because if he was doing that, he'd be wasting money that wasn't his. The only person who could waste his own money was the owner of the vineyard. The second question is, why did he go back? If he already had everybody he needed, why did he go back at hour 3, hour 6, hour 9, and hour 11? It's one word, compassion. When I went a year or so ago and got my new dog, Duke, I went into Safe Haven, and it was nice, you know, even though it was kind of at the height of COVID, they let me in, as they did. And I was able to look at every single dog in the place. There were 35 dogs. And I looked at them all. And then Duke caught my eye, right? And he locked eyes with me, you know, puppy dog eyes and everything. And I said, okay, that's the one, I can tell. 2 days later, Nathaniel and I went and picked him up, and we went to his cage, we put a leash on him, and we started walking out of that place with 34 sets of eyes giving me the puppy dog eyes. And I was like, oh, man. I want to take all of them home. Nancy was mad enough about this one. Okay. She's not here right now. I couldn't take 35 home. I couldn't handle that. I could hardly handle them when I got. But the owner of the vineyard was different. He could. And he had compassion on these people. So on the third hour, he went out, right? And he saw that they were still there waiting. And so he says, okay, come on, you go with me. And he probably said to the rest of them, you know, I'm sure you'll get hired. But then he had to check at the sixth hour. And he went back. They still weren't hired. Okay, I'll take some more. Don't worry. I'm sure someone will get you. And, oh, boy, I bet you, 3 hours later, I just have to check. So he goes back at the ninth hour. They're still there. And finally, at the 11th hour, he says, okay, everybody, let's go. He had compassion on them. Now, the fourth question is, or a third question, is kind of interesting. It's, why in the world would people still be there waiting at the 11th hour? There's only 1 hour until sundown. And not only does it say they're waiting, it says they're standing. They're waiting with great anticipation for what's going to come. Why would they do that? Again, in Southern California, if you go to Home Depot, if it's like 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there's no one there anymore. They know they're not going to get hired. Half the day is gone. Why would these guys stay until 1 hour from sundown? Because 3 times in a row, they saw an owner who didn't need to hire anybody else hire extra people. They saw grace and they saw compassion. And they thought to themselves, well, if he did it 3 times, he might do it a fourth. And he might do it for me. And my family might be able to eat this day. And finally, why did he pay them in the opposite order? I think the only way I can realize that is the only people who had not witnessed the grace of the master and the owner was the first group. They hadn't seen it. And the owner wanted them to see, even it made him mad, he wanted them to see the type of person he was. And what Jesus is doing here is painting an incredibly beautiful picture of who he is. And he's answering the question, why am I going out to these undeserving people? I'm going out to them because I will and because I'm the only one who can. And thanks be to God that he has given us the faith to see that we don't have to wait for his compassion and his mercy. He's already made us his in the water of baptism. Every day he forgives our sin. Every day he draws us closer to his love. And every day he shows us the compassion upon which our lives are built. It's the reason we wake up in the morning. It's the reason we come to church to receive it and to give thanks for it. It's the reason we leave this church and our homes and go into a world that needs that compassion, that needs to meet this kind of owner and this kind of love. I pray that the Lord bless us as we introduce him to others. In Jesus' name, amen.